We thank you. In Jesus' name, it has been said. Amen. And it has been said, as you will see. I'm happy in the Lord, and happy in the Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, it's wondrous. Wondrous what he's working. Let's not miss it. Amen. Open our Bibles today to Matthew chapter 2. Can you imagine we're going to be speaking about the Magi, the kings that were looking for Jesus? Praise God. So let's begin reading from verse 1, Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men. That's these Magi, these kings. They came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born? We've seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Isn't that something? That's what happens when you don't yield to God. When you don't yield to the Word of God, the Word of God will trouble you. I'm so thankful the Word of God does not trouble me. It excites me and gives me joy. It gives me strength. It gives me thankfulness in my heart. The Word of the Lord gives me abounding hope. Hallelujah. To abide in patience. To wait upon the mighty hand of God. And when Herod had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and it stood over them where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Praise the Lord. We had a wonderful Bible study that the Lord gave us Wednesday night. And we started into a journey that the Lord, our precious Savior, has been made unto us wisdom. And we saw and rejoiced on Wednesday night that the kings have wisdom. The kings are wise unto salvation. And the kings are the ones that search out a matter. Just like the Magi did here, these kings. There's arguments sometimes, well, these weren't kings, these were this and these were that. No, they were kings because they were worshipers. True worshipers are always kings. And don't you forget about that. See, man always wants to look on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. And he knows the heart of those that will be those ruling and reigning kings. It's amazing how he draws us, is it not? Out of every kindred, tongue, and people, out of every way, shape, form of life, somehow, some way, he got a hold of you. Yes, he did. This is what I want for you. Praise God. So these kings, yes, they did. They sought to worship him. They sought to love him. They sought him so much, they brought him honor. That's what the word gifts means. And notice what they brought to him in their worship. They brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They brought him the worship of royalty. Amen. You bringing him the worship of ruling and reigning jointly together with him, to be glorified together with him. Then they brought him, as it says here, they brought him the frankincense. That speaks of the worship. That sweet smelling sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to him. Such a thankful heart. Amen. And then finally, as it says there, that myrrh speaks of the suffering. If you suffer with me, you'll reign. And praise the Lord. These ones knew that there was suffering, didn't they? But see, God had already made the way of escape, didn't he? You're going to go out another way. We'll get you on back to your country. Praise God. Every single time. They meant it for evil. But that old Herod sent them right where they needed to be. God meant it for good. Amen. Know that for your life. This is exciting. See, this is my life I'm reading about right here. We walk through the truth, don't we? Amen? Amen. Now, just like these kings, by the grace of God, we remain worshiping. We remain in love with him. See, that's again what worship means. It means drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss. I love that. That's what that means. To kiss him. Praise God. But we remain worshiping. We remain in love with him. We'll be in tune every single moment, loving his appearing, ready, praise God, to take off. That's how we abide. But we are born. We're born of God. And we're born of God as kings. But as the word of the Lord tells us, the little kings, or the little lords, if we're going to rule and reign, we must know our birthright. Amen. We need to grow up into it. If we remain ignorant of it, even though you were born to be a king, you'll have no knowledge greater than that of a servant in the kingdom. That's why there's an innumerable amount of palms. Innumerable. Because most do not want to know, to have the wisdom of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus that every child of God is called to. They ignore it. Whereas the word of the Lord says, if there's anything to come after knowing me. Amen? But, see, if we're going to rule and reign, we're going to know this. We got to grow up into it, praise God. We need to become wise unto such great salvation. And I'm talking about king reigning wise. Wise to the salvation with eternal glory. See, there's lots of, if you want to call them, great hints in the word of God. There's more. Matter of fact, the Lord just comes right out and says, you have a better thing. You have exceeding great and precious promises. You are after a vocation of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? Win me. Come on now. Grow in grace. Grow in that grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what we have here today. We have this testimony of these magi. They were kings. And all I can say is, hallelujah. Lord, thank you for encouraging my heart in so many different ways. And every moment of my life, God knows exactly when I need to be encouraged. Where he'll take scripture and he'll say, well, you know what? It's time, son. We're going to encourage you in another wonderful realm of my beautiful glory. And glory with me that I want you to share. But it's so wondrous here that these wise kings, they were wise because they had a vision. See, the word of God says without a vision, the people perish. See, without seeing and having a vision of the deeper things of God, you'll fall away from it without continuing to see it. Wasn't it amazing? They didn't just see the star once, did they? They kept looking for it and they kept seeking it and they kept going after it. As I've told you time and time again, I've heard people say, oh, I've heard the bridal truth. Well, maybe you did. Maybe you saw it once. But I'll tell you what, when I fell in love and I wanted to get married, I went to live with the one I loved. Amen? You'd say, well, no duh. Well, I'm telling you, no duh. This is what this is. Falling in love is just that. First love is just that. And by the grace of God, we need to be praying, Lord, cause me to have that desire. Cause me to have that heart like David, that I'm ravished of my Lord. I'm delirious to come after my God. I pant after him through everything, every down setting, every uprising. My thought afar off, he's got it. Praise God. And I'm believing him. And Lord, I know that you haven't brought me to this for naught. You will perform the good work which you have begun. I'm counting him faithful for it. Are you?
Amen.
Amen? I see that happen so many times. People get into the bridal truth. Oh, what do I got to do? What do I got to keep doing? Nothing. Don't do anything. Let him do it. Let God do it. Let God bring the increase. Let God bring that unction. Let God be the quickening of your life. Amen. Yeah, we diligently study. We love him, but he's got to bring the increase. We need to be confident in him and his love and his word and his promises. Amen. Nothing about my ability, about how somehow I'm going to abide faithful. He abides faithful. He even tells me when I don't abide faithful, he's going to abide faithful. Amen. See, he's already prepared you. Well, he's setting you up to fail. No, he's setting you up to praise him for his grace. Do you see that? He just wants to be praised for his marvelous grace. He knows you. Get over it. Matter of fact, embrace him and praise him for it, that he knows you. And he still adores you. Matter of fact, he's smitten with you. He loves you beyond even what you could comprehend, but yet by his Spirit, we can know the love of Christ. Isn't it amazing? The likes of us can know that great love. Now, this gets just so incredible. So they had the vision. They saw, and they moved towards that vision. See? Think about what we hear often here. Make steps towards more truth. Amen? That's what they did. They didn't just see the star and say, hey, that's great. The Savior's coming. Let's get back to what we're doing. No, the Savior's coming. I want to see him. I want to see my salvation. I want to be as close as I can be. I want to be drawn into that. Amen? See, that's the kings. That's the heart of the kings. And it's so wonderful what God is encouraging and revealing to us. They followed the star. They followed that place where the glory was going to be revealed. And praise be to God. Think about a star. You know what a star is? It's a sun. So it's sun glory, is it not? Think about how the word of the Lord is. See, they didn't know what they were even looking at back then. They didn't know that a star was a sun. They didn't, but God did because he made it. And it all fits together perfectly, doesn't it? One star differeth from another in glory. In glory, the glory in the church. The bridal glory is the glory in the church. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. And it's glory for him. And what kind of glory is it? Well, it's got to be his glory. Sun glory. Isn't that marvelous? See, he knew all this. And you know what they wrote it for? For us. Divine. Divine. From ages past, before it was ever even set one star in heaven, this divine message was written for you. Oh, praise God. Oh, oh, oh. A story, the greatest story, the greatest love story ever told. I will add that, praise his name. Now, so they followed the star, they followed the sun glory, and the sun glory always leads you to one place, worship. Worship. You're a worshiper. When you go after that, you are a worshiper. Matter of fact, as the word of God says, true worshiper, sincere, that worships him in spirit and in truth. You can't help it because he is so worthy to be worshiped. Worthy to be drawn to, praise God. See, his love draws us, amen? And I draw nigh in fervent love, not just love. See, that's what worship is, not just love, but fervent love. I draw nigh in fervent love to kiss. I have said that many times. Now, I'm thankful to God, and I fervently love you in the Lord. Don't get me wrong, and I'm grateful to God, I do. But there is one, naturally speaking, I draw in fervent love to kiss, and that is my wife. It's true. Ask her. Sometimes she got to run away. We got to get stuff done here. I'm just teasing. I'm going to pay for that later. But how can I not speak the truth? But see, us kings, we have seen that sun glory, haven't we? Amen? We have seen that sun glory. And how you see that sun glory is through the Apostle Paul. Amen. The Word of God. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. If you're hearing this for the first time today, praise God. But that's in the Word of God. The Apostle Paul was a chosen vessel unto him. And he was given that message that was hidden from the prophets, that was hidden from the sons of men. Even Peter, it was revealed to him that it was the Apostle Paul that he wrote of, and he spoke of many things that were hard to be understood. Now, why did he know that they were hard to be understood? Because he made them hard to be understood. Just like we can, as he said, to them that wrestle with the Scriptures. I don't want to wrestle with the Scriptures. The Lord showed me what that happened. Jacob, he'd throw your hip out. You're never going to win wrestling, are you? Surrender. Submit. Praise Him. Thanks be to God. I'm a prisoner of His love. I love that. It's captivated my heart. This is the beauty of our Lord and what He's given. But see, the kings, we go after that sun glory. There is a glory of the moon. And it's beautiful and it's wonderful. But it's reflected. I want it emitting from my life. I want that sun glory for Him. Praise God, to praise Him. And that comes through, as we rejoiced on Wednesday night, the exceeding riches of that wisdom and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that transforms us for Him into that sun glory for Him. Now, we are being led into that, aren't we? Paul's sun glory gospel, hallelujah, that is our star. See, they had a star that they followed, but that's the star that we follow. That's the glory that we follow. That is the calling that we have. Those true worshipers that worship Jesus in spirit and in truth, praise be to God, we follow that message, that sun glory star. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to appear. Just like He appeared to them. They had that. And I'll praise God. He is going to appear. See, for the shepherds, there appeared a babe in a manger. For this magi, he was a little boy at that time, maybe 2-3 years old, and he appeared in Bethlehem. But for us, praise God, that are loving His appearing, the true worshipers, what's going to appear is a bridegroom in the air. Praise God. You talk about, I love that, you talk about eloping. This is eloping. Really? He's going to elope with His bride. They're just going to go away, but I know where they're going. There's a place that He's showing right now. It's a place in the air. Hallelujah. And they're going to meet up. Oh, and I'm expecting by the grace of God, it's going to be me. I do. I expect by the grace of God to be in His bride. I expect by the grace of God. See, there's a mark for the price. This was a mark for them, was it not? He showed them that star. It was right there. That's for you. You go after it, you're going to find one thing. You're going to find My glory. But it's got to be that mark. It can't be any other way. You got to go for that. And you got to go now. You see that? See, if they would have delayed and they would have waited, it would have been over. It was too late. That glory was for that moment. It had to be then. Amen. We have even a better promise. We have this exceeding glory that's been given for our wonderful life, brothers and sisters. We're in this age of the church age. This is the time for the bride, for Jesus. And let me tell you something, that star is shining. That sun glory is so brilliant, it cannot be denied. It's there. But if you put it off, that time shall be no more. It'll be over. But you know what? Those kings, there's a reason they're kings. They go after it. They don't care how long they have to go. They don't care how many things they have to go through. By the grace of God, there's nothing worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Isn't that something? See, glory was revealed to them, But the glory that we're seeking is the glory that's going to be revealed in us. I wonder what that glory in me is for. Him. Y'all are sitting still. Come on. He's ministering to us. I'm just here enjoying it with you. Praise God. Isn't this marvelous? Isn't he wonderful? All of these things written for us. They wanted to understand and look into these things, but no. This is for a time at, oh, don't look at the clock. But this 10th day of December 2017, this is this time. Now, by grace, I expect that from me. By grace, I expect to be of that bridal company. By grace, I expect, praise God, to be ruling and reigning jointly together with him in his throne. I do. I expect by the grace of God to be glorified together with him. I love that. We're reading all there. These are the wonderful scriptures of Revelation chapter 4. But you get to Revelation chapter 4 verse 10. I expect this to be me praising him because he has made me a king. For him. Made me that king for him to rule and to reign jointly together with him. Amen. This is all here. See, we're not called to that innumerable company. We're not. And we need to understand that. I thank God for the body of Christ. I thank God for the family of God. But I'm not called to wave a palm before the altar. I'm not called to wave that palm before the throne of God. I'm not. I'm not holding fast the palm which thou hast. I don't have a palm. I got a crown. I got a crown. And the only way that I take a palm is I got to lay the crown down and then I take a palm. Because somehow I want to be magnified in my relationship with the Lord. Because I just want to serve you, Lord. I want to yield to you, God. I want to yield to you, my magnificent Savior. You have given me a crown. That's what Paul's gospel, the bridal message, is. It's a crown. We are in the age of such great grace. We could never, ever express it. Matter of fact, it's going to be in the ages to come. It will never cease, the exceeding riches of his grace. Never. And here we are. We're rejoicing in it. I believe him by his grace. I believe him for that grace. I believe him that through grace, praise God, the inheritance, my consolation. I love that word. It means my reward. They're never ending. My rewards are going to go on from everlasting to everlasting because of the riches of his grace. Oh, hallelujah. It's so marvelous. It just, you got to praise him. But see, brothers and sisters, I'm not holding fast a palm. I'm holding fast a crown because I want to rule and reign together with him. Just like these magi, I want to worship him. And that worship comes forth right now. See, there was the desire to worship. That's why they went. Amen? And they were worshiping him all the way. But they wanted to be face to face, that fervent love. They wanted to draw nigh. And they were drawn nigh to the Savior. We're drawn nigh to the bridegroom. It's so amazing. It's wondrous, isn't it? How this transformation of this wonderful gospel of his glory just continues on. But brothers and sisters, I will tell you, the worshipers are the lovers. They're not the palm wavers. They take the better place. And you see, just like, as we wrap this up, just like he appeared to those wise magi kings, he's about to appear to the kings of today. That's right. And those kings of today have all the same attributes of those precious brethren that had that vision then. Amen. That's it. They just said, that's it. We're going. That's it. That's the glory. That's everything. That's it. We're going. And we're going right now. all the stuff in the kingdom, everything that God's had us to do. And see, these were important fellas. Very important. But all of that important meant nothing, because there was only one thing that was important. Following the glory. Going after the glory. Nothing's going to get in the way of that glory. See, she's going to the glory, and that's where she got to go. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Praise God. Sometimes it's so near, my precious sister got to go downstairs to just embrace that glory. Now, so here it is. Those kings, what did they do? They searched it out. They searched him out. They didn't cease. They longed to see him. They loved his appearing. And those kings, praise God, hallelujah, are the same of heart today, that through Paul's gospel, we have that heart. And brothers and sisters, Paul's gospel is the star. That's it. It's evident, is it? It's the sign that we've been given that our precious Jesus is about to appear. The bridal message is the glory star. And I think about just like that sweet story of Esther. You know, her name means star. And she was the star of the king. So, by the grace of God, let's just press on. The mark for the prize for that high calling of God. And it's high. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and just, we do. We just sit in awe and wonder of your love to us. That you gave us Jesus. Jesus, Savior, Lord, Bridegroom. I'm so grateful, Father, that I live in this day, in this age, in this time of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the time of being led by the Spirit, that we can be led into all truth, that, Lord, I do know your Son in all of these ways. That all of these names, praise God, but the greatest to my heart is Bridegroom. Oh, hallelujah, my spouse. I thank you, Lord, that there's this wondrous quickening of the Spirit that you've given to those that will. They'll know the will of the Lord. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that there's nothing to be argued here. This is plain. It is written over and over and over. And I thank you, Lord, by your Spirit, you continue to reveal this to us. And Lord, thank you for awakening us, because not even one eye can slumber for this one. Oh no, not one eye. I know there's lots of things going on. We have ones of every different age in here and every different situation. But everyone in that age, in every one of those situations, Lord God, was specifically sent by you, so that we could hear this today, that we are readied right now for that soon appearing of the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. And Lord, let us yield to this. Let us come forth as a happy people, rejoicing today, thanking you that in every situation in our life, from everything in our life, Lord God, that it had to be. It had to be, Lord God, for me to have this praise rejoicing and to have this vision, praise God, the vision of the glory, the vision of the kings to win you as my bridegroom. I thank you, Father, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.